reading from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things He has done for you. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. And joining me on the phone line is Dave Kistler. Oh, you might remember him from last year. He brought revival to Bible Baptist Church, to my heart, and to many that got to attend. Well, he's coming back this Sunday, July 14th. He'll be serving during their 10:15 service, and then returning that evening at 6 p.m., and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. I attended many of those sessions last year. It was kind of like an injection of enthusiasm, of passion for God, and of walking faithfully and looking at my life as making an impact into my world. And Dave is an evangelist who is very capable to encourage us, to bless us, to preach from the Bible, and to bring a lot of enthusiasm into God's Word. And so I hope you can join me this Sunday 10:15 service, or Sunday night 6 p.m., or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Bible Baptist Church in Champaign. It'll be worth the drive. Come on in and join us. It's located at 4001 West Kirby Avenue, so right on Kirby Avenue in Champaign. And Pastor Dr. Steve Swan is the senior pastor there. He's doing a great job. I get to see him at many of the ministry leader luncheons. But anyways, Dave, I want to have you share a little of what would be a great overview for our listeners to connect with you on who you are and being the president of Hope Ministries International and Hope to the Hill, how you're involved impacting Washington, D.C. So give us a snapshot into who Dave Kistler is.
Well, Mark, let me say this. I thank you for the opportunity to be on your program. And you are like iron sharpening iron, as the scripture says. To me personally, I love your enthusiasm and God's calling on your life and the way you fulfill it with energy and positive approach to life. I just cannot thank you enough for allowing God to use you the way He uses you. But let me just say this. I grew up in a pastor's home, came to Christ as a young man, grew up in a pastor's home, felt God's calling on my life around my 16th year. Was playing sports at that time, really wanting to be an attorney, but God got a hold of my heart through an athletic injury, and I yielded going to the ministry. I've never regretted that. After 8 years of Bible college training and seminary training, I went into youth ministry briefly in Florida, but even did that knowing God had called me to be an evangelist. Relocated back to North Carolina in 1987, started traveling all over the United States, parts of the world as an evangelist. Around maybe 10 years into our local church ministry, the Lord laid on my heart a heavy burden for purchasing a big, large tent, trying to do citywide crusades around the United States, which we started doing. And then I had a passion to reach our nation's capital with the gospel, and the Lord allowed us three times to set up our big, massive Hope Ministries tent on the National Mall, which is that two-mile stretch of real estate that runs from the Capitol, 1 mile to the Washington Monument, to the monument, another mile to the Lincoln Memorial. That's called the National Mall, and we held three crusades there as a result of that, invited into the Pentagon to do crusades there twice. And from there, our ministry has continued from the preaching standpoint, literally traveling all over the world, but also a deeper impact in our nation's capital. We started a ministry there called Hope to the Hill, which is a 24-hour-a-day, basically 7-day-a-week ministry to elected and appointed officials. Our son, Nathan, is our executive director of that. And so we're just trying to be faithful to the Lord, impact as many people as we possibly can with the gospel of Christ. And this next week, I have the opportunity to fulfill my calling at Bible Baptist Church in Champaign, which I enjoy doing annually, and looking forward to that week in a great way.
Now, I'm going to have you give some website links so people can get more information now and at the end of the program. And listening, friend, you could hear how much information he put into just a few minutes by way of introduction. But because oftentimes he gets into a senator's office or a congressman's office or gets to talk with people, he has only sometimes just a few minutes to impart impart information or encouragement. So you can kind of tell that. Dave, it's always a pleasure, and you are an inspiration because you get to meet with people of great influence that sets policy. You want to encourage the relationship, build on it. You want to point to Christ and obviously biblical values, but you do it in a really unique way by building a friendship, getting an audience, and listening and then sharing with them. And so tell us a little about your website so our listeners can go there. And then I want you to explain a little more about the work that you do and how God has allowed these divine appointments to take place.
I'd be delighted to, Mark. Yes, our main website is hopeministriesonline.com. HopeMinistriesOnline.com, and then our DC ministry is just HopeToTheHill.com, HopeToTheHill.com, and both of those websites will give you a lot of information about what we do. Mark, let me say this. I never in my wildest imagination ever dreamed that God would allow me to rub elbows with some of the most powerful people on the planet, but God opened doors. He planted a desire in my heart to reach those folks on Capitol Hill. It seemed to be a forsaken area. Hmm. People have given up on Washington, D.C. They think it's a God-abandoned city. It's not. It is not a God-forsaken place. There are believers on Capitol Hill, and God has allowed us to see a number of folks up there come to know Christ as Savior, staffers, members of Congress. And so it is the delight of my life to do exactly what you described, and that is cultivate relationships. They basically do not trust you initially. It's taken us 2 decades to cultivate the kind of friendships and relationships that we have on the Hill. But once you're inside their orbit and you've proven yourself that you're not going to betray any confidences, you're not there for illegitimate motivations, you're there because you genuinely care, then once their heart opens up to you, it stays open up. And God has given us tremendous opportunities. I could take 2 hours, and I won't. But I could tell you story after story after story of powerful impact into members of Congress's life. I will say this without mentioning any names. One of the most powerful prayer times I've ever had with a member of Congress occurred just recently, where in a member's office, he asked me a poignant question about what to do about a specific situation. And I was able to go directly to the Word of God and say, here's what you need to do. I believe from a biblical perspective, let's get on our knees and pray about it. And we got on our knees around a coffee table in this member of Congress's office, and God met with us in that room in a powerful way. You're not going to hear about any of this on any of the media outlets because, for the most part, they're not interested in it, but the God of heaven is interested. And I want people to understand this. They need to be not discouraged, they need to be encouraged that God is still alive and well in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I remember last year, and I won't name names, but there was a person that some would consider maybe very liberal or left-leaning, and I don't want to have this be partisan in any means, but somebody typical evangelical, conservative Christian wouldn't rub shoulders with, and this person welcomed you and allowed you to pray and interact. And you know what? We sometimes fail to remember that God loves all these people and wants them all to come to know him. And they have friends, and they're good-natured, and they have senses of humor. And, you know, we can tend to demonize somebody because we might not agree with their policy, but God loves them, and they are, in their minds, doing and advocating for their members. So they're trying to do a good thing. We just maybe sometimes don't agree.
Exactly right, Mark. It's very, very well said. You know, I have pretty strong political opinions, and, you know, I don't mind stating them in the right framework, but what we do on Capitol Hill has nothing to do with politics whatsoever as far as the D and the R. It has to do with the J, and I'm talking about Jesus Christ, and he does love all people, and one of the great blessings of our ministry on Capitol Hill is that we've been welcomed into offices on both sides of the aisle because they know we genuinely care about them. They've never insisted that I change any of my beliefs about anything to minister to them. We certainly don't insist that they change any of their beliefs for us to have an opportunity to share Jesus with them. We just go in loving them, and God has opened the doors, and it's been a phenomenal thing to watch.
I'm going to reference 2 portions of John chapter 15, but then I want you to come back and talk about 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24, but This is something I've had to practice for a few months now. Every morning I try to read John 15, and then many times other chapters after that, but John 15, 12, and 15, 17. And this is what you're doing, and I think that's why you're effective. And I think God's calling all of us, everyone tuned in today, to follow this. But these are words of Jesus, John chapter 15, verse 12. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. And then verse 17 of chapter 15, this is my command, love each other. And it's been so challenging because these are words of Jesus. He's commanding us, love one another. This is my command, love each other. And that'll preach. And I'm thinking, as you get to intermix with different people with different mindsets, you first and foremost, God has commanded you to love on them, but sometimes loving on them is sharing truth and biblical truth, that these are values that are representative of many people in the United States. And so you get to kind of subtly not only love and care and build a friendship, but hopefully direct them towards policy changes that are good for everyone.
Well, absolutely, Brother Mark. In fact, the scripture says this in John 3:16, the most well-known verse in all the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And the word give is the operative word, I believe, in that verse of scripture. And what we've done in Washington, D.C. is let these folks know we don't want anything from you. We are coming to give to you. How can we serve you? How can we pray for you? How can we assist you? How can we help you? And they have seen that, you know, the old phrase, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. We have seen that lived out in a very vivid and profound way in our nation's capital. And yes, sometimes the difficult questions come up, and that is the policy questions. And what we try to do is say, you know, our country at one time was a moral country. Our country at one time was the envy of the world. God's hand of blessing was on our nation. There is a reason for that, because Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach or a degradation, or sin makes small any people. If our country is going down, or someone individually in their life is going down instead of up, there's a reason for that. Mm. It's because of the choices that they're making. And so what we try to do is take them back to the Bible. What are those core principles that God blesses? And we address those. And a lot of those find their application in some of the key policy decisions that either are being made or need to be made in the United States of America. And we try to communicate those with the love of Jesus and yet do it directly, because the greatest expression of love is communication of truth. So we try to do it that way, and God has been so good to bless that.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and my special guest is Evangelist Dave Kistler. He's the president of Hope Ministries International and also Hope to the Hill, and you can find out more at hopetothehill.com, hopetothehill.com. And what's the other website for Hope Ministries International?
HopeMinistriesOnline.com.
HopeMinistriesOnline.com. But more than that, Dave is coming to town this Sunday through Wednesday. Sunday, he'll serve during the morning service at 10:15 at Bible Baptist in Champaign, 4001 West Kirby Avenue. He'll return in the evening, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. I think I made all three of those last year during the week, and I think I made the Sunday night, too. I so appreciated your passion. You get up there, I think Pastor Steve Swan will introduce you again, and then he kind of lets you loose, because God tends to put a passionate message on your heart. Is there a sneak preview, or what can we look forward to, or is there a portion of scripture you're going to focus on as you bless us this coming week?
Well, I will say this, and I'll be a little coy about specific topics, because sometimes the Lord will change a specific message, even sometimes at the last minute. But it's going to deal with, obviously, the gospel. We'll preach the gospel, tell people how they can know Christ as Savior, but then a revival theme. What we need in America, Psalm 85:6, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? And what I believe the United States of America needs more than we've ever needed it is a nationwide awakening. We had a great awakening. It was called that in the 1740s. In fact, that great awakening was that which birthed the United States of America. We didn't become a nation till 1776, but preceding that, we had the first great awakening in the colonies in the 1740s. Then we had a second great awakening in the late 1700s, going into the early 1800s, around 1802, 1803. But we've not had what you would call a nationwide revival since that time, and we're in desperate need of it. So I'm going to be preaching things geared toward that, hopefully to see Bible Baptist Church revived, the area of Champaign-Urbana impacted, and then beyond that, trusting our nation to be impacted as well.
Listening friends, if you maybe have an early service or a later service on Sunday, if you can make the 10:15 service, it's this Sunday, July 14th, 4001 West Kirby Avenue. Pastor Steve Swan serves there as the senior pastor. It's Bible Baptist Church, and then returns Sunday night at 6 p.m. And then remember, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's at 7 p.m. And the special guest is Evangelist Dave Kistler, who's serving the Lord through Hope Ministries International and Hope to the Hill. And I look forward to attending myself. And so, Dave, we opened up with the verse. You had many verses in the Bible that you love, but one of your life verses is 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. Talk about that.
I'd be delighted to, Mark. Growing up as a young man, I had someone challenge me. You need to pick. Of course, you need to make the Word of God your study and your passion, but maybe there's one verse in the whole of sacred Scripture that could be the embodiment of your calling and God's direction in your life. And I came across 1 Samuel 12, 24 as a 17-year-old young man, and it says this, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you." And God allowed me to grow up in the home of a pastor. I had great parents. They were not perfect people because there are no such things as perfect people, but they loved the Lord with all of their heart. They trained my twin brother and I to love the Lord, gave us everything they never had, which was a home that loved Jesus and passionately sought to serve Him. And because I have a goodly heritage, God has been so good to me, I want to share His truth and declare His truth literally around the globe. So that verse kind of encapsulates everything about my life and that to which God has graciously called me.
Now, I'm thinking many of our listeners that are faithful followers of Jesus, they're getting excited because revivals, the old-fashioned revivals, was many times used to invigorate the church, to get the people excited and passionate to go out into all their world. But nowadays, it's a little different, but I'm thinking there might be some people really encouraged and they want to come out because they faithfully follow Jesus and want to be blessed and maybe motivated to do more. But what about the person that's tuned in today, Dave, that you have a special heart for, the person that hasn't come to terms with who Jesus is and why to follow Him, why to surrender to Him, why to accept Him as Lord and Savior? What would you say to that person that maybe doesn't even believe God exists? Why is Jesus so important?
Well, He's vitally important. You know, Psalm 19:1 says this, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth His handiwork." All we have to do is look up into the heavens, understand that intricate of a design demands that there is a designer, and that God who created the world had one Son. His name was Jesus. He offered that one Son who came into this world and died on an Oregon cross, was buried, and rose again the third day. He did all of that because He loves humanity. He loves every single person. And if there's someone that is listening to us today whose life is incomplete, and everybody's life is incomplete without Jesus, there is a void in the soul of every human being that only God can fill in the person of Jesus Christ. And I would say this, Mark, my life verse kind of says it all. Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He has done for you. I would trade my life in Jesus Christ for anybody or for anything at any time. God loved me. He's given me the peace and joy that the world cannot give. And I would say this to who don't know Christ. You've tried everything. There's a hole in your soul, a void in your soul that only Jesus can fill. And I'm not being flippant when I say this, but you've tried everything else and not found satisfaction. I promise you this. You try Jesus, and He will give you that ultimate satisfaction that only He can give.
Listening friend, this is a revival for everyone. Those of you that have faithfully followed Jesus for many years, those of you maybe beginning your faith journey or new to experience what it is to have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And listening friend, to those of you that maybe happenstance, but I would call it divine providence, that happened to be tuned into one of our 19 frequencies and you're like wondering, a relationship with God? I don't don't know if he exists or who is this Jesus. I've heard about him, but I can have a relationship with him that he understands me and knows me. Yes, yes, yes. And if you come out this Sunday, whether it's the Sunday morning service at 10:15 or return in the evening Sunday night at 6 p.m. or Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday at 7 p.m., you're going to hear about this God who loves you, who cares for you, who created you. And Senior Saint, you're going to just revel in the reminder of how God's Word proclaims that God desires to work in and through us. And you might even be a shut-in that maybe you can get a friend to pick you up and bring you. There's something for everyone. And I trust that as God works through Dave Kistler and through his message this Sunday through Wednesday, you're going to be blessed, you're going to be encouraged, and you're going to know God better. And for some of you, it might be the first time you're introduced to Jesus Christ and experience that love and that relationship that'll bring healing and hope to your life. So Dave, in our closing minute or two, can you pray for the person that doesn't know Jesus yet to the senior saint that's finishing well?
I'd be delighted to. Father, thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we will have this week, Lord, to serve you. And Father, thank you for what you're going to do at Bible Baptist, Lord, next week, starting next Sunday. Father, I pray for those that have listened to the program today who don't yet know you. Father, would you draw them by your Spirit to yourself and draw them, Lord, to the church to hear your word declared. And Lord, do a great work in their life. Save them, Lord, and Father, use them in a mighty way. And Lord, for those that have known you perhaps for many years, I pray that this week at Bible Baptist would be exactly what they need, a time of refreshing from the very presence of the Lord, as the Scripture says. And for all of this, we'll give you the glory, the praise, and the thanksgiving. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Listening friend, God is right now tugging on your heart. Surrender to Jesus. It'll be the best decision you ever make, and you can start that relationship and secure yourself for all eternity to be in his presence where there's no more heartache or suffering, that you'll be loved by God, and you can experience that love even this very day by asking Jesus into your heart. Well, thank you, Dave, for being available. I look forward to seeing you Sunday through Wednesday. And listening, friend, you can find out more about his ministry work at hopetothehill.com, hopetothehill.com. Also, hopeministriesonline.com, hopeministriesonline.com. Better yet, see Dave in person this Sunday through Wednesday at the Bible Baptist Church, 4001 West Kirby Avenue in Champaign. If you need more information, you can also call the station at 217-367-7777. Well, Dave, I look forward to seeing you Sunday through Wednesday. God's best to you.
Thank you so much, brother. You don't know what a blessing you are to me, and I can't wait to see you. Thank you for allowing me to be on. It's just a delight anytime I can do it.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dave Kistler with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.